Just a few more days to get that tree up. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. If you're like me, it took longer than you wanted to finally get that Christmas tree up, and that's been some of the comments coming from some of the state's Christmas tree farmers.
Been just kind of slow and steady, not quite as fast as last year. Last year, right after Thanksgiving, everybody seemed to want a tree in a hurry, and we pretty almost sold out within 2 weeks of Thanksgiving, and this year it's been a little bit slower, just everybody just moving in a little bit slower toward Christmas.
Joel Fry and his wife Debbie are in their sixth year of operating Locust Point Christmas Tree Farm in Hardin County, where they try to sell about 150 trees each year. In Giles County, sales are down slightly as well at Shirewood Christmas Tree Farm, but that's because owner Mary Shire says they don't have as many trees this year.
It's a little slower now because we don't have as many trees growing here as we have in the past. My husband's had to quit working in them, and he's just about worn himself out, and our boys have had to go on with their lives and quit working in them, so we've had to slow down and cut back a lot.
Shire says probably another year or two before they wrap up over 25 years in the business. In East Tennessee, sales have been up at Fall Branch Christmas Tree Farm in Washington County. Owner Beth Westbrook.
The season has been real good. People seem to be in the good spirits and wanting to be in the outdoors. And this is our third year. The first year, it's just kind of from word of mouth, just kind of a trial open. And then last year we opened pretty big and we've done a little bit better each year. We've done real good this year.
And there's still time left for a great family outing to visit one of the state's Christmas tree farms. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.